Here's a puzzle that stumped brilliant minds. How could something as intricate as a human eye, with its lens, retina, and millions of light-sensitive cells, possibly arise without a designer? The question feels obvious. After all, finding a watch in the desert suggests a watchmaker. Yet this intuition, while compelling, leads us astray. The natural world overflows with structures that scream design. Spiderwebs of mathematical precision, wings engineered for flight, flowers sculpted to fit their pollinators like locks and keys. But there's a third category beyond random accident and conscious design. Living things shaped by natural selection create what we might call designoid objects, an almost perfect illusion of design arising through an entirely different process. Consider the pitcher plant. It doesn't just collect rainwater. It traps insects with slippery surfaces and downward-facing hairs, maintains oxygen-rich environments to support digestive maggots, and even positions more chlorophyll in its inner cells specifically to oxygenate the water for these helpers. No one designed the system. It emerged through countless small improvements, each conferring a slight advantage, accumulating over millions of years. This is the central insight that transforms how we see life's complexity, not as evidence of supernatural craftsmanship, but as the inevitable result of reproduction, variation, and time. Spiderwebs exemplify evolution's elegant engineering. While a chameleon's tongue demands substantial body resources, a spider's web weighs less than a thousandth of its body, yet extends its capture radius 100-fold. Garden spiders produce 6 silk types, each engineered for specific purposes. The capture silk stretches to absorb impact without bouncing prey back, thanks to watery beadlets containing coiled thread that act as microscopic shock absorbers. Watch a spider build and you witness problem solving without consciousness. After establishing the first bridge thread by floating a silken kite on the breeze, she creates a longer replacement through an astonishing method, walking across while eating the old bridge and paying out new silk behind at a faster rate, creating a perfectly sagged thread. She drops a perpendicular line from its center, forming a Y-shaped foundation. Before constructing the sticky capture spiral, she builds temporary scaffolding, an auxiliary spiral that stiffens the structure and provides safe pathways. Working inward from rim to hub, she constructs the sticky spiral while cutting away the scaffolding. Then comes fine-tuning. Standing at the hub, she tests tensions with her legs, making precise adjustments like a musician tuning an instrument. No spider understands what it's building. Its nervous system coordinates movements shaped by millions of years of trial and error, where spiders with slightly better web-building genes caught more prey and left more offspring. Mount Improbable represents the challenge of explaining complex biological structures. From one angle, it appears impossible to climb, sheer cliffs rising vertically. This is how critics view evolution when confronting structures like the eye or wing. But the critics are looking at the wrong side. Walk around to the back and you'll find gentle slopes, inclines so gradual that climbing becomes inevitable given enough time. Physicists who invoke probability calculations treat evolution as pure chance, calculating astronomical odds against complex structures forming spontaneously. Sir Fred Hoyle compared spontaneous enzyme formation to a hurricane assembling a Boeing 747 from a junkyard. Yet this critique misunderstands everything. Evolution isn't random assembly. It's random mutation plus non-random cumulative natural selection. Natural selection breaks astronomical improbability into small, manageable steps spread over millions of years. The elephant's trunk, with 50,000 muscles, evolved through increasingly longer noses, each providing some advantage. No sudden leaps, just gradual refinement, generation after generation. Most animal species can fly, a fact that surprises us mainly because we're large animals. Insects comprise the majority of species, and among warm-blooded vertebrates, birds outnumber mammals 2-1. This reveals something profound. The same challenge has different solutions at different scales. Insect wings may have first evolved as solar panels for heating, not for flight. Research using wooden models based on fossil insects discovered that for tiny insects, small wing stubs provided no aerodynamic benefit. Wings needed substantial size before providing lift. However, these stubs offered immediate thermal benefits. As insects grew larger over evolutionary time, their solar panel stubs eventually reached sizes where aerodynamic benefits took over. The function shifted without conscious redesign. Vertebrates took different paths. True powered flight evolved independently in birds, bats, and pterosaurs, probably from gliding between trees. Birds may have evolved flight from fast-running bipedal dinosaurs whose arms developed aerodynamic surfaces. Unlike bats, whose wing membranes incorporate their legs, birds developed wings from feathers, modified reptilian scales forming stiff yet flexible flight surfaces. Same problem, different solutions, multiple peaks on Mount Improbable. Eyes evolved independently at least 40 times across the animal kingdom using 9 distinct principles, testament to natural selection's powerful favor for detecting distant objects without contact. This revolutionary ability to perceive obstacles, predators, and food transformed survival. Darwin found the eye troubling, admitting it gave him a cold shudder. Yet embryonic development proves independent evolution. Frog and squid eyes develop so differently that separate origins are certain. At Mount Improbable's base lie animals with simple light sensitivity in their skin, jellyfish, starfish, leeches, detecting light's presence but not direction. Advanced eyes evolve to solve photon scarcity. When viewing distant objects, photons might hit retinal cells once per 40 minutes. Human retinal cells contain 91 layers of pigment-containing membranes, each marginally improving photon capture. Evolution progressed from directional sensitivity using dark screens behind photocells to arranging multiple screened photocells in curves. Cup eyes evolved independently multiple times. Deepening the cup until only a pinhole remains creates a trade-off. Small pinholes produce sharper images with fewer photons. Larger openings allow more light but blur images. The solution? A lens, a curved, transparent blob performing necessary calculations through simple physics. Swedish biologists showed evolving a good fisheye takes only 364,000 generations, less than 500,000 years, an evolutionary blink. Imagine a museum containing every animal form that has existed or could exist, with similar forms placed side by side. Each direction represents a dimension of variation, northward for longer horns, eastward for sharper teeth, creating a multidimensional space where empty galleries reveal as much as occupied ones. Mollusk shells demonstrate this perfectly. 3 numbers describe any shell: flare, expansion rate, verm, gaps between whorls, and spire, spiral movement out of plane. These plot every possible shell in 3-dimensional space. Ammonites have 0 spire and low flare. Snails have varying spire. Bivalves have high flare. Evolution doesn't explore this museum randomly. Natural selection drives species in various directions, but the landscape's shape matters. Some regions remain forever empty because physics or chemistry makes those forms impossible. Others stay empty because reaching them requires crossing valleys, getting worse before getting better, which natural selection cannot do. Evolution can only climb upward, always improving, never sacrificing current function for future potential. This constraint explains both the diversity we see and the forms we never encounter. Evolution's most intricate partnership is the fig. Not a fruit, but an inverted flower garden with hundreds of blooms enclosed within. Each of 900-plus fig species has its own dedicated wasp species, in total mutual dependence. Neither survives without the other. The female wasp collects pollen in specialized breast pockets, squeezes through her birth fig's narrow exit, often losing her wings, then searches for another fig of exactly the right species and ripeness. She enters through a hole so tight it destroys her wings, which she'll never need again. Inside, she pollinates flowers and lays eggs before dying. Her wingless sons fight lethal battles in darkness, then cooperatively dig exit holes for their sisters who carry the next generation's pollen. This creates an evolutionary standoff where selfishness leads to extinction. Figs that killed all wasp larvae would have no pollinators. Wasps that used all flowers would destroy their offspring's food. Stability emerges from counterbalancing selfish strategies, not altruism. At the summit of Mount Improbable, we see evolution's creative power. No designer planned this dance, yet through millions of years of small adjustments, life climbed to breathtaking complexity. The mountains seemed unclimbable only because we viewed the wrong side.